Howdy neighbors, Ron Haynes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the need for developing the right kind of antibiotics in the future in just a moment.
I'm going to put up some hay before long, and I saw that Go Bob has red rhinos. I thought I'd seen him run down the street when I left the bar last night.
No, Ernie, Red Rhino is the leading maker of hay handling and hauling equipment. Go Bob Pipe and Steel have several Red Rhino models to make your hay experience better.
I've seen that black rhino leaving the bar before, but never the Red Rhino.
Ernie, Go Bob Pipe and Steel is the exclusive distributor of Red Rhino hay equipment. They have trailers in five lengths from 21 to 42 feet.
Well, I got a lot of hay. Can I get the rhino and the hay on one trailer?
Ernie, Go Bob also has a double-wide trailer and just about anything you could imagine from Red Rhino to make your hay handling job more productive.
Well, Orlene wants me to quit drinking so I can still see my Red Rhino if I get one.
Folks, take it from me and not Ernie. Go Bob Pipe and Steel has everything you need to make your life easier on the farm. Come see us online at GoBob.com.
Tell them Ernie and old Red Rhino sent you.
She's a professor of biology at the University of Massachusetts Amherst and also an owner of a small research company looking at very specific, tightly focused antibiotics that she says will be the wave of the future.
We are so limited in creativity compared to what microbes have evolved over billions of years. They have tried everything, and if we go and look at what's still working, it's not the broad-spectrum antibiotics that are everywhere in the microbial world. It's narrow-spectrum drugs, like the one my company's developing, like the ones that many other investigators are trying to pursue. It's just that we have such limited funding, it's hard to really, you know, get a stake in the game at this point. But we have to. There are no other options. There's nothing in the pipeline that's going to save us. It's all brand new, and we're starting not from scratch, because there is a lot of basic science, but we're starting from scratch in terms of translating those drugs into the next solution that you can buy at CVS or somewhere.
So is that the vision, that we got to get out there and really pursue these things, both for animal agriculture and for human health?
That's the vision, and that's what we're trying to make a reality. That's my passion. That's why I spend time away from the lab, is to make sure that people understand not just that there's a problem, which there is and it's serious, but there are potential solutions on the horizon if we're smart enough to recognize them, have the energy and the financial willpower to go and pursue them, because it's going to be costly. And we got to find ways to make it a reasonable business model for people, because they're not going to just do it out of the love of it like some of us do. I mean, I don't make any money on any of this, but some, you know, you have to have a business model, and that's what has to change, because the large pharmaceutical companies, they can't make antibiotics with their business models. It's much more lucrative, as Tim said on the panel. You know, let's go make an antidepressant. Let's go make an antihypertension drug. That's where they can make, you know, long-term money. Antibiotics are more transient in terms of the income they generate. Now, with the new model where you're making very targeted drugs, those drugs will have a much longer shelf life. You'll be able to use them for, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60 years perhaps, whereas now drugs, within 3 months, you can already see resistance emerging.
Dr. Margaret Riley on the brave new world of looking at very targeted antibiotics. Broad-spectrum antibiotics, she says, should be a thing of the past, as they're simply causing more problems when it comes to antibiotic resistance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.